taking the guesswork out of fertilizer applications in corn, today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Nitrogen fertilizers are not cheap. You don't want to be stingy and hurt yield. You also don't want to put on more than you need because there's a limit to what the crop can use. South Dakota State University Extension soil fertility specialist Jason Clark says many corn growers in the state are shifting to a more regenerative farming model, and nutrient management is a part of that.
The biggest thing is we're changing those things of management, such as tillage and no-till. More soil regenerative practices helps us improve our soils. Keeping those roots intact, keeping things on the soil to help it be protected from rain and other events. We're letting that biota and those microbes and those fungi grow and not be disturbed. And in some parts where we're able to, we're integrating livestock. We're actually becoming more efficient, taking less pounds of nitrogen fertilizer to get a bushel of corn because our soil is likely healthier and able to provide the nutrients that corn crop needs.
Clark says there's an ideal agronomic rate for nitrogen in any given field, as well as an ideal economic rate. He says growers can get pretty close to an application sweet spot using soil test data, seed variety info, and whether soybeans were grown in the field the prior year. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.